Tony D on the third shift.
It's Tony D with you
on Yahoo Sports Radio and yahoosportsradio.com.
All right, Tony D here on Yahoo Sports Radio. Earlier in the week, we talked about the combine and the draft. Let's get to NFL free agency. It starts March 9th. Adam Rank joins us from NFL Network to help us break down the movers and the shakers in the free agency. How are you, Adam?
I'm doing wonderful, Tony. How are you doing this evening?
Great, thank you. I appreciate your time tonight. Overall, before we get to specific players and whatnot, overall, the free agent class of 2016, loaded, mid-loaded, how do you grade it?
Well, I think if we were going into this without any of those franchise designations, we'd be looking at guys like Von Miller and Alshon Jeffery and really be excited about where they could possibly end up. But, you know, even though it's enticing and there's some chatter that perhaps they won't get these deals worked out, we all know at the end of the day that the Bears are going to franchise tag Alshon Jeffery at the very least. Von Miller is not going anywhere. He's going to be a member of the Denver Broncos starting next season. So it seems enticing. You almost want to let your mind believe that perhaps they could be moving, but the big names are not going to be moving.
As far as quarterbacks go, we usually know that if you've got some value, you usually stay put. They lock you down. Is this year's class any different? Is there any name that could be on the move that could make a difference for somebody else?
Yeah, you know, Kirk Cousins is, again, one of those guys that you want to perhaps believe that he could go somewhere else, but, you know, Washington's been searching for a quarterback for such a long time, they're not going to let him get out. Again, they're going to use that franchise designation, not going to let him get out of Washington. So you're going to be looking at some secondary quarterbacks who could be on the move. Of course, Colin Kaepernick and his agent today announced that they're seeking a trade outside of San Francisco. RG3, of course, is going to be on the move. So you're going to be looking at a couple of guys with high potential, guys who've had success in this league, but for a lack of a better term, they just haven't been able to sustain it very long. And then also you got somebody like Ryan Fitzpatrick, who had some success with the Jets, could be an attractive free agent. I think a team like Houston would look at him and say that's a very interesting possibility. But again, I expect him to stay with the Jets. So there's really not a lot of great quarterback options, which is why teams like the Cleveland Browns are going to end up going through the NFL draft.
Sam Bradford to stay with Philadelphia, or does Doug Peterson want him around?
You know what? Sam Bradford's just one of those guys that they're just, what are you really upgrading to? You know, it's right. It's like you and your buddy are trying to settle on what fast food place you want to be. And you're like, you know what? Taco Bell's fine. Like, it's not my first choice, not my last choice. But you know what? I'll go get a Doritos Taco Loco and be fine with it. I won't necessarily love it, but it's something that I can live with. And I think that Doug Peterson will look at that and see that there were some flashes last year that perhaps you can get him some protection, run a little bit of a better scheme to get the most out of DeMarco Murray if you keep him, and Ryan Matthews and everything like that, and see what you can do. Because, I mean, Sam Bradford is still a quarterback who went first overall in the draft, who had that pedigree, who has some potential. So, again, you're looking around at the class, that who could be available. You know, unless you think that Chase Daniel could come in or somebody of that caliber could come in and lead your ball club, you're going to end up going back to Sam Bradford.
You mentioned Von Miller, and we do expect him to stay with Denver. But as far as the other defensive pieces that made Denver so good, are we looking at an overall here? Some guys moving on and kind of breaking that up a little bit? Or does Elway try to keep that intact with some creative maneuvering?
I'm sure he's going to try to get as creative as possible, try to keep everybody in line. And I think if they can find a way to get Brock Osweiler in at a reasonable number and allow guys like Ronnie Hillman to walk away, that perhaps they can try to stretch the money around to make it work to keep a lot of guys, maybe entice them with the opportunity to go after a second Super Bowl title and things of that nature. But my gut feel is that somebody like Malik Jackson is going to be able to walk away. And, you know, it's just one of those things that when these defenses and when these teams become successful, not everybody can get paid. We saw over the last couple of years that Seahawks defense has been chipped away a little bit with guys leaving here and there, not being able to keep everybody. And I expect Denver to go through the same thing. And they're going to have a lot of concerns, a lot of questions. And once you throw that franchise designation on Von Miller, which is really what Elway is going to try to do right now, is try to get Von Miller signed long term. And hopefully you can use that franchise designation for somebody like Jackson, who was a huge part of that defense. I know Von Miller got the MVP award, but Jackson was just as big of a difference maker. Maybe not getting the press and not getting the headlines, and might not be the recognizable name that a lot of casual fans will know. But when you talk to people inside of the league, this guy was a definite playmaker. He was a definite difference maker. And if he's allowed to walk out on the free agent market, he's going to get paid.
Adam Rank joins us, NFL Network, as we talk NFL free agency. Adam, here we sit at the end of February, and no decision from Peyton Manning on his career, and nobody thinks he's going to stay with Denver, so it's either he retires or he has to move on to another team. Are you surprised, though, this late that he doesn't have a decision yet?
You know, it's not surprising, you know, because it's a pretty emotional decision, you know. He's looking at a pretty fair example of what John Elway was able to do, that not only was he able to get one Super Bowl title on his way out the door, he was able to get two. And Peyton Manning looks at that defense and says, you know, if these guys can carry me again, and perhaps I could go out with another ring, and now I'll have three, one behind Tom Brady, and now that conversation with the greatest quarterback of all time, it's a little bit different. But so I can see it from his point of view. You know, he's been bred to be an NFL quarterback, even though he's got a pretty fair post-NFL career laid out for him in either in the broadcast booth or as an actor or something like that. It's still something hard to walk away from. And for the Broncos, I think the Broncos have done pretty well with patience, because it's like a house guest that won't leave at the end of the night. You know, everybody's putting on their pajamas, you know, trying to go to bed, and this guy's rummaging through your, you know, refrigerator, finding the clam, you know, he's finding the clam Budweiser or something, pulling beers out of the fridge. You're like, hey, dude, it's time to leave. But hopefully that situation could be rectified at some point, because Brock Osweiler is going to be the starting quarterback for Denver. It just is taking Peyton a little bit of time for him to realize that.
Jason Pierre-Paul is a free agent. How did you view his season with the injured hand? How effective was he?
You know what? I thought it was pretty impressive, considering, you know, what he had gone through and how he was able to overcome his injury, even though it was self-inflicted. You know, he still had to rebound and try to put his life back together, and then also put his NFL career back together. And even with that club, there were some times that he missed a tackle or two here or there, maybe a sack a couple of times. But you know what? He's going to learn how to adapt, and that's the one thing that's the most impressive, is that he didn't really get a lot of time to prepare. You know, he didn't have a full NFL offseason to come in and try to get acclimated and try to learn what he can do and what he can't do. And I think this next season, we're going to see a marked improvement from him, and he's going to put together a pretty good year. So I expect him to be, you know, somebody that I expect some team to take a chance on, and I think they'll be handsomely rewarded.
In terms of guys that won't be franchised, that will be on the move and will make an impact, who are you looking at as we head into the free agency period?
Well, Olivier Vernon in Miami, he's somebody who I think could go to another team and make an impact. I don't know that the Dolphins can really afford to pay two guys on that defensive line to do what they do. And they invested so much money in Ndamukong Suh that they really can't probably keep Vernon. So I could see him going and be an immediate impact player. Eric Berry is somebody who, it's very interesting to me to see where possibly he will end up. The way he was able to battle back from his cancer scare and to come out and still be an effective player. And I like Eric Weddle. You know, I don't think that he's the player he was a couple of years ago. Maybe took a step down, but, you know, you start looking at the teams that could use some defensive secondary help, perhaps a team like Chicago or somebody like that takes a chance on him. So it would be interesting to see what he would be able to do. So those are a couple of guys. Bruce Irvin, another guy too. You know, he not necessarily somebody who is a superstar and not somebody who I know a lot of other names in that Seahawks defense capture the headlines, but who's somebody who can go to a team and be very effective.
Adam Rank, NFL Network on NFL Free Agency, starts March 9th. Great talking to you, my friend. Thank you so much.
Hey, the pleasure was all on this side of the phone, and don't be a stranger.
You got it, Adam. Appreciate it. NFL Network's Adam Rank on some NFL free agency. I am interested about the Broncos situation. I know we talked about with Peyton Manning, and I know we were saying, hey, look, he's not going to be a Bronco, and they're going to sign Brock Osweiler. How much they sign Brock Osweiler is still a question to be determined, but it's that defense. How can John Elway maneuver and get creative to keep a lot of the guys on that team that made the Broncos so formidable and Super Bowl champs last season? Coming up next, we talked about Tennessee yesterday. Well, David Hart, their athletic director, spoke. I'll tell you what he said next, Yahoo Sports Radio.